Welcome back to Psych Mic. Today we're talking about microtrends and trends and the psychology behind it. We're joined today by Michelle.
Hello.
Kuima.
Hello.
And me, Felicity. So Michelle, what are trends and microtrends?
Okay, yeah. So like trends and microtrends, obviously through the name microtrends being like a runoff off of trends. So we're thinking about fast fashion, over-consumerism, things that basically live and die really fast. So high turnover, basically. Personally, when I think of over-consumerism, like even down to like more broad perspective of like current media that we're consuming, all of it being audiovisual, I think that having it being more visually stimulating, so by having more of the thing that the influencer is talking about, whether that be clothing hauls or books, like in terms of book talk, you're seeing like a really normalization almost of like personal libraries or like huge closets, and that type of promotion of having just more stuff in general and having that being visually stimulating, also further adding to that positive feedback of over-consumerism and then therefore the fast turnover.
I think saying it as like positive feedback is an interesting way to say it, because that is true. Like it kind of promotes you, or like encourages you to keep buying and buying, and then like I think most people buy things to like fit in, right? Because like, I think micro trends very much are defined by like aesthetics or core, like coquette core or like dark academia. Yeah, that one. I think people like marketing really
like it's kind of an over-romanticization of like life in general, and then the categorization of that into like Pinterest aesthetics is like the current trend right now as like an overarching like wave, I guess, in terms of young people. And it's kind of crazy, all the different cores as well, like Catholicism as over-romanticization. That's crazy. Like
church core.
Literally, like people like with Bible scriptures, and they're like,
Seen like the coquette Bible.
I have seen.
It's like pink bound.
Yeah.
There's like it's a whole thing. It's crazy.
Yeah. There was like this girl on TikTok. She was like for $5, I can give you like parts of scripture that are like relevant to you in your life. That's crazy.
Yeah, it's gone everywhere now. It's not just clothes anymore.
Yeah.
Bibles.
Yeah, put bows on everything.
Yeah, literally. And also, I feel like microtrends in particular, especially with like TikTok and how fast there is a turnover for everything in terms of trends, trending sounds, trending aesthetics, cores, now obviously clothes as well. It's so interesting because, I mean, trends have always been around in fashion and whatnot, but micro trends has been such like a recent kind of thing. I was thinking about when we were like preparing for this podcast or whatever, I was thinking about how in like Devil Wears Prada, you know how, when she's like the cerulean,
blue,
you know,
blue,
this, you think that you're above all of this. but like it was chosen by like fashion houses,
and that
will trickle down slowly into some discount bin that you dug that through your, you know what I'm trying to say, real straight for love you, God. But like now that's so different because it's not chosen by like labels or like fashion houses anymore. It's chosen by influencers, chosen by like people who are just you and me who have access to internet and just happen to like be chosen by the algorithm, which is, I think, also contributing towards how fast these trends live and die because they're not as thought out as, you know, like trickle down long-term like waves of fashion. And you're seeing, I mean, I don't know about you guys, but like I feel like I've made a few purchases here and there which were at the time like trendy or whatever, but then like past few months or half a year and it's just like, damn, I will never be caught wearing this.
And then you're definitely seeing a decrease in quality as well with like the fast turnover, you know. If you want to get that type of style, you got to think about how much thought has to go behind that, and then obviously in order to keep up with that fast turnover, how fast is production going?
Because these things are like getting worn a few times and they're just tossed, so they don't need to be high quality.
Specifically.
But yeah. Do you guys have any examples of like little accidental trend items that aren't really?
For me, not really. I don't know. I'm not like a big, but maybe that's just me though. I'm not like a big micro trend, like fashion thing. But definitely in terms of just like stuff in general, like, like say like stationery or like anything like that, like things that were like not needed to be purchased.
Yeah.
And it's like, I'm like, oh yeah, I like this style. And I'm like, man, did I really need that?
I think I've always had this habit though of like buying stuff just for the aesthetic. Mm. Like growing up, I was like, I love dark academia. Mm. I love studying. Mm. So it's I kind of bought according to that aesthetic. Mm. And I guess I pulled myself into the microtrend before it was a microtrend. Oh, yes. Trendsetter. I think everybody has this thing where like according to, we have our own taste. Mm. It's just that with microtrends, it kind of made it a thing where, like, almost like you have to follow this taste or this aesthetic, or you're kind of like not. Trendy. Yeah, you're not trendy, mm. that kind of thing.
It's also like if you kind of enjoy one part of like a microtrend or like an aesthetic or a core, then people will start to associate the entire vibe. It's as if there's only one very possible variation of any given thing.
Yeah, and it's really interesting because I feel like a part of trends and micro trends and why people buy into it so fast is because it is a bit of like a mental shortcut, mm. like you said, you know. I think what you said about like you kind of assume more about the person based on this tiny part of a trend that they're partaking in. Mm. I think especially like clean girl kind of like sure makeup and like clothing and stuff, but it's also a lifestyle that you're kind of subscribing to or like you're buying into as well, you know, like waking up really early, drinking water, keeping on water. Club. Oh my god, like literally, like this is my daily routine. I wake up at 4 a.m. I go to the gym.
Shut up,
hour.
You sleep at 8 like, p.m.
No, the
like
you do not. No, you do not. You did for that one day when you filled the TikTok, but I doubt every single day.
Literally,
Or maybe I'm just projecting. But I feel like it is like mental heuristics, right? You're making a shortcut in your brain by partaking in a really easily accessible part. I think another interesting thing that you've mentioned is that like cores get so much more like specific now. Mm. Like you went from like dark academia, which is like I think pretty big of a core, a bit of an aesthetic, but now you have like mob wife core.
It's crazy.
And it's gonna get smaller and smaller and smaller.
Like niche,
and it becomes like just one or two items. And there's not even like a whole like you can take it. Like, you have your own take on it anymore. Mm. It's just like a uniform.
And then even thinking about every single wave of like trend or micro trend has its like own opposite like counterpart. Say those types of influencers, like we even just talked about like influencer satire of like people making fun of those types of aesthetics, right? People being like POV, she's part of the 5 a.m. club or whatever. Or it's like influencer and they're like filming their morning routine. Direct thoughts are able to be transmitted so easily through social media. So you're seeing like every single counterpart possible. Even if there's overconsumption TikToks about like Stanley Cups and whatever, you're equally getting the dangers of fast fashion or like thrifting or thrift flips on another side.
Oh, I just think it's kind of funny how like everybody's, not everybody, but like a lot of people are almost obsessed with constricting themselves to one thing, and it's not really healthy.
Totally, I 100% agree, and I feel like you can kind of understand why people do jump on trends, though. Because I definitely jumping on the trend.
For sure.
But I feel like a lot of it, like at least if we're talking about psychology of it, right? There is an idea of like a sense of belonging in people who are like, oh, I'm a clean girl. Oh my god, you're a clean girl too. Mm. Oh my god, la la la. You know, like there is these like micro communities with these micro trends that sure like fade and die and whatnot. But I feel like that kind of is part of the draw as well. Like you see the people around you doing it. And you kind of just fall into it, almost like, you know, like social cognitive theory or whatever with Bandura and like the, you know, little infant seeing the dogs. I'm like, oh my god, this infant thinks that this dog is happy, so I think it's fine. I think part of it is also you're learning from all these like things that you see on TikTok, and then you're thinking that everyone is doing this, but in reality, it's only just the people that you're seeing, all these influencers that you don't even know in real life. Mm. But you get the idea of like, oh, if they think it's okay now, then it's probably okay now, and that's like. Okay, back to the whole like, oh, did you buy anything that you regretted? Crocs.
Oh, girl.
So, okay, that's the thing though, because before this really brief of like, oh my god, Crocs are so cute, can I customize them or whatever? Mm-hmm. Nobody fucking liked Crocs.
That's so true.
You know, and I went and I bought these like platform Crocs.
Oh my god, I love platform Crocs.
They're so, okay, I'm not even gonna lie, they're kind of killed, they're kind of slay,
right?
But like everyone was hating on me until they started going all like cool, and then like people were putting shit onto it.
Not
and
the
like,
Balenciaga Crocs.
No. Okay. But now I don't wear them outside.
Oh no!
I still wear them. I think Crocs are great. They're comfy and that kind of shit. But
just, they're demoted to house shoes.
They're
now.
Demoted to house shoes now. Even though a while back they weren't.
Right.
So I do feel like this. Well, it's a bit of like a monkey see, monkey do kind of situation as well. Yeah.
quick side note, I don't agree that Crocs are how she I'm wearing Crocs right now.
She's fighting for her life right now.
Actually, no, real question. Do you guys wear your Crocs in sports?
I was literally about to say.
Do you wear?
She's not
going places. By the way, she's literally wearing Crocs today. I feel like I should have checked everyone's shoes first. I'm so sorry. Nothing wrong with Crocs. I just don't like getting hate for Crocs. Now I feel too ashamed to wear them outside the door. Even though there was such a moment. Anyways.
Okay, cool. Moving away from Crocs. All right. Kwima, do you have anything? I don't know if this is off topic, but there was this news article I saw where the whole news article was going on about how like the trend of trad wife is just a far right ideology. I was like, pick me up, I'm scared, what is this?
Nara Smith. Oh my god, yes. Okay, for context, Nara Smith is the wife of Lucky Blue Smith, who, if you guys were on like 2010 Tumblr, he was everywhere. Okay. Anyways, Nara Smith is like, she does these like...
Someone where she like cooks everything.
She cooks everything by hand. She's like, oh my God, yeah, my children were really craving pizza, so I decided to make some by hand in this exact tone. And it's like really satisfying, right? But like, she's getting so much hate over it. Yeah. I'm so curious to hear what you guys think as well. But it's to the point where like there's people who are making like parody, again, like satirical kind of like takes of like her TikToks, where she's just literally making stuff from scratch for her like children. She's not saying that you guys have to do it. She's just doing it like that. You know, she has a means to it. Why not? But like the girl who does like the smile and she does like,
oh my God, I know exactly.
Do you know what I mean? It's like the lobotomy girl
pouring sugar and with like most
so scary. Like, I hate it. Anyways, I'm so curious. What do you guys think about trad wife core?
I don't know. I mean, to see it as a core is kind of weird to me because it's just a way of life.
Imagine the 1950s. Like, imagine telling a housewife from the 1950s. It's becoming core. That's what I'm saying. It's like crazy. But yeah, anyway, sorry. Yeah. Continue.
That's pretty much it. I mean, it kind of brings down the value of it almost because like the trad wife thing, to say even like trad wife is just a traditional way of doing things, right? Even with other trends, it's just one way of doing things. But to frame it as a specific micro trend associated with a political ideology is kind of getting weird. I feel like micro trends have this tendency to get a bit over,
like there's a lot of like bandwagon type vibe. Like, I don't know, maybe if I had the means and the time, maybe I would also make pop tarts for my kids, you know, like maybe I would be using that whole wheat durum flour, you know.
God, I would not. I don't care how rich I am. If I'm rich, I'll be hiring a personal chef. I will not be doing this shit by myself.
Yeah, that's fair.
Right, respect to Nara Smith.
Respect for her, like, you know, going into what she likes and what she wants to do, right?
Especially with all the hate that she's getting for no reason. Yeah. I'm like, it's a little taken aback how much lifestyles itself has become something that you comment on as much as like an aesthetic or like a clothing style. Do you know what I mean? Like, like we say, clean girl, but now trad wife. Like, I don't know what's next.
That's true.
I also saw, what is it? It's like Goblin Core. Or like rat girl core.
That's like a derivation of like frog girl.
Whoa, I did not know that. Just like swamp in general, swamp animal core. I mean, like, why not? Why go for it. Okay. It's so weird at this point. Like, I feel like we're just throwing the word core, like aesthetic and trend, onto all these like normal things that people have always been doing, but like kind of making such a big deal.
I was also thinking like, if we're talking about like continuing trends, even reflecting back onto old trends, like I saw a thing where it was like people are feeling nostalgic about 2020 lockdown and like Dalgona coffee and like, you know, like Gen Alpha being like, I wish I was our current age and being a teenager during lockdown. Like that's crazy because think about the cognitive redefinition that's going on right here to be like nostalgic over time where like people were objectively dying. It's a health crisis.
No pandemic core. Oh my God, imagine they're just wearing face masks.
That's what I mean.
Girl, 2K, Y2K. Y2K. Y2K, 2K.
Oh boy.
Y2K, 2K. Oh, you heard it here first, guys. Y2K, 2K is the next thing.
That kind of reminds you of like Animal Crossing for some reason because there's an over-romanticization of like cottage core and people kind of forget like it was a hard time in life back then, you know, you got to farm your own things. Now you just go to the grocery store. So it's kind of simplification, diluting down of what life really is.
Oh, so true. I think like with the dilution as well, it's also like you're not really getting things
accurately either, if that can make sense. Especially when you think about like Y2K, right? If you told me right now, this is directly from our Y2K cruise from like last year. If you told me right now, find something that's Y2K, girl, I only don't even have that much of an idea, because I think so much that Y2K entire like trend expanded so much to like current clothing, to like what stores like Cotton On and shit are like actually putting out now. It's almost like, is it just what we're wearing now? Do you know what I mean? Like, I think the trend itself isn't, like you said, necessarily like reflective of the actual time. It's not really authentic of the actual time, which like, sure, whatever, like we're not gonna check you for historical accuracy or whatever. But it is interesting how much like something that might have stemmed from like a singular photo of like a celebrity wearing something then blows out of proportion to this whole other thing, which might not even be what the actual name of the trend is anymore.
I was even thinking like, link back to like what we're talking about with Devil Wears Prada and whatever, how higher fashion is no longer having as big of an influence as it used to be, like couture and all that. Runway stuff, I think that people, the general public is respecting it less and less. That's why we have so many like normal people kind of putting out their own fashion ideas. And that's what's starting micro trends rather than bigger corporations or the fashion industry in itself. It sort of feels like it's reactive rather than it's being innovative.
And I think that's like kind of a good thing as well, because you are kind of, I don't want to say decentralizing, but you are kind of like spreading it out a lot more to like people who are like influencers or people just like you and I. At the same time, like I think it is a bit interesting because I feel like it's so much harder now to kind of experiment yourself anymore, if that kind of makes sense. Because I think in the past you kind of step away from like, oh, I'm just trying to dress like how the magazines are. You can kind of just do your own thing on the side. But now because everyone can be an influencer and everyone can be influenced, it is a bit harder. And I think I remember seeing like an article somewhere of this like 20, like a millennial saying like, oh, if I was a teenager now, I would find it so hard to find my own personal identity and my own sense of style because of how oversaturated everything is. Like you're throwing all these terms at you and there's all of these things that you might suddenly resonate with, but then it dies down the week after. Like, yeah. And I think it's so true. Like I've personally found it like really hard to even just like clothing and dressing wise find like my own like personal sense of style or whatever, because I love some of the things that are trending and I love it. But at the same time, like I also know it's not going to be around forever. Do you know what I mean? So there's no like almost consistency within yourself, because I think a lot of part of like we said before, partaking in trends and whatnot is to do with your own identity and feeling like you identify with this group of people who are also doing this trend. But because again, it's dying so fast and new ones are cropping up everywhere, it's really hard to kind of like find one yourself. I don't know, have you guys found similar kind of feeling, or
like in terms of like trends dying down and stuff? I definitely like understand with that in terms of personal style, because like when I was younger, I was really influenced by like 2010s K-pop like type fashion. Bro, me and tennis skirts were like,
oh yes.
Like, and the thing is that I think that I didn't understand that what looks good on other people it's not necessarily what looks good on me, because I was just like copying what was being like advertised at the time. And then like I was like, why doesn't it look the same, or like why don't I get that same like in-group feeling? And then that's when I was like, oh, that's how I need to find my personal style, is what you feel good and what you like seeing yourself in. And I guess we kind of should acknowledge that like that does come from a place of like privilege, and like not everyone gets the opportunity to buy the clothes that they want to, or like be able to experiment with things. Because in terms of experimentation, you're going to get things wrong, right? And so that time or that ability and that freedom is not afforded to everyone as well. So there's that aspect as well.
I think kind of adding on to that is that like, I think maybe aesthetics and clothes can be good in like helping you build that sense of identity at first, as long as you don't get like too caught up in it and be like, I have to do it this way or else I failed, you know, that kind of thing. Yeah, it's like being willing to experiment without getting too caught up in the whole thing of like self-identity, not too deep at least. It's more about like finding what you're comfortable with.
I think part of like what microtrends can still be a little damaging is because they die so fast. There's almost like a shaming of people who are partaking in it or still partaking in it past its like, you know, prime time or whatever. Which is why you suddenly get terms like chuggy and that kind of stuff, where you're being shamed for like wearing stuff that was more popular like 2 years ago or like even half a year ago or something like that, which is crazy because you would never have said that someone who jumped onto something like 6 months late, so to speak, was out of date or like out of fashion before microtrends happened, before TikTok and all that kind of stuff happened. Which again is just showing like how much we're buying, how much more we're buying, how much less time we're actually wearing the things that we're buying as well because of this sense of like shame almost, which is, you know, environmentally sucks.
I don't know. I saw like a timeline of like Stanley cups or like, what is it? Reusable cups in general. So like it goes from like Hydro Flask to like, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like it's crazy. It just keeps evolving. And imagine if you had like a Hydro Flask, like now, do you see a single Hydro Flask is what I'm asking.
No, like, I mean, it's fine if you.
I mean,
no, it's okay. Don't worry. Oh my God, we're the problem.
Sorry, it was an observation.
Just an observation
that like you're definitely seeing less of your older, like less of your older items than now. But then I think in terms of what Karima was saying before about like, you know, finding your own pathway and being able to navigate through the information. But I think as a whole, Gen Z is pretty good at having like higher critical thinking skills pretty much all the time.
I think most of us can kind of see when it gets out of hand,
yeah,
like the $700 Shein hauls, like nah, babes, that's not it.
Like you see, like, the comment section is just like ripping into whoever's doing.
Yeah, exactly.
So
which
I
is
think
good. Like at least we're kind of thinking about, we're pretty conscious about what we're doing. I think sometimes it's just hard to kind of resist the temptation of jumping onto another trend without thinking of, am I really going to wear this at the end of this year, or like next year, or the year after that? Yeah, which is why again, I feel like slow fashion itself has also been, as a reactionary, like as a response to like micro trends, has been getting more attention as well. I think people who like have the means to actually like invest in good pieces, staple pieces that are out of style, at least in our generation, are trying and like making an effort to do that, which is good. So like there's hope.
Yeah.
There's hope.
There's always a silver lining.
I think part of like why micro trends are so easy to buy into, and also why we're buying into micro trends a lot more now, is also because how we've transitioned from like YouTube videos, like 20 minutes of like people really breaking down things, to these like not even a minute long, like quick TikToks, short form content. And our own like attention spans, I feel like, have decreased, and we're getting bored a lot easier now. Have you guys found that as well?
For sure. Like, you know, there's like videos where it's like Subway Surfers is playing. Oh my God. Like the way that I'm enraptured. I'm like so invested. Yeah. Suddenly, all like
the Reddit stories with the Minecraft blocks.
Yeah, literally.
I love those.
It's like what is it? Like my 30-year-old partner.
Am I the asshole?
And then he's like jumping through. Like yeah, that's kind of like my current obsession. But yeah, I definitely do agree that our attention spans are decreasing so much more than what they used to be. And then how people are saying that like they need like constant stimulation, how like you even have like videos running in the background even as you're doing like the most mundane stuff, like, you know, if you have like TikToks like going in the background, it's kind of crazy how we kind of always need to be like stimulated.
Yeah, it's like I see those reels where the professor jokingly puts on like the Subway Surfers,
yeah,
like just to keep the attention. Yeah. And then because I run my own study gram account, right? So like I know.
Oh my God, plug.
It's called Notes and Latte, by the way. But like
everyone give it a follow.
Yes, please. But like I watch some videos on how to like boost like content, content interaction basically. And they all keep saying like keep your videos as short as possible. And when I do like check the interaction with the post, how long people stay on like my reels, even a 5-second video, people stay for like 2.5 seconds and then they leave. And I was like, oh, well, I have to make it even shorter now. So, yeah, that's, I guess from a, I don't want to say, okay, content creator point of view, it does, you kind of have to, not have to, but it's almost advantageous to use, like, the short attention span to our advantage. But then that kind of feeds into the whole cycle of, like, shorter attention spans.
For sure, yeah. No, I remember seeing, like, some like reel about how the shorter it is, the more it loops, and then the more views that it gets. So that's why it pops up in the algorithm more. Because, like, especially, I think the idea is that you have, like, a really short audio clip, but you have a really long caption. So people read the caption and then it just plays in the background, right? So, yeah, like, you're definitely seeing, like, it feedbacking into itself. Where, like, it's not even influencers who are controlling it. It's really just, like, the algorithm.
And I feel like that totally, like, ties into, again, microtrends. And, like, why this is all happening, why it's affecting so many parts of, like, the environment, the way that clothes are being produced. I think I saw someone using the term, let me find it, hold on, like, attention deficit fashion, which I think is so representative of, like, Gen Z. Like,
yeah, it makes sense.
But yeah, I mean, again, like, the fact that we're talking about this in a more critical kind of light is a good thing. Yeah. It's a good step. Yeah. At least we're self-aware.
Yeah.
Like, we might not be perfect, but we're self-aware. That's what matters. But yeah, I mean, I guess what are some things you guys feel like you guys would recommend in terms of people who are kind of recognizing this sort of attention deficit fashion, so to speak, in themselves? What would you guys think would be something that could help?
I don't know, like, personally, in terms of, like, I guess not impulse buying this type of idea, that definitely, like, you'll naturally grow into that as you get older because, you know, you start using your own money, maybe you'll start working, and then you realize, like, the actual value of things. And you're like, oh, this, like, if I buy this, then, you know, there's actual consequences that occur from it, right? So I guess that's one part, like, there's just a natural, like, timeline that will come, that will follow, right? But obviously, just because you get older doesn't mean you get more mature, right? So, I don't know. I think, like we were, what we were joking about, like, being self-aware is always the first step. Well, like, if you feel like you're getting, like, lost within it, I think stepping back and being like, well, objectively, like, what do I like in my current closet? And then what could I quantify my style with what I have right now? Or I guess if you're unhappy with your style, then here is where, like, microtrends kind of can assist in terms of, like, you can view, like, a really wide range of things and, like, kind of pick and choose what you think that you like. Unfortunately, as with all experimentation, I think you're going to get it wrong. So, you know, like, there'll be times where you buy something and you're like, oh, I don't actually want to wear this anymore. I don't actually need it anymore. But I do think there are a lot of sustainable options these days in terms of, like, some people even talk about not donating it to thrift stores anymore because people are, like, reselling thrift store prices, or they're, like, upsurging prices. So some people say to donate straight to, like, shelters and stuff. Mm-hmm. So you're definitely sure that it comes into, like, a good use. So, yeah.
Oh, jumping on that is, like, I do see reels where, like, influencers try to discourage, like, those compulsive buying. De-influencing that thing. And they're always saying, like, oh, if before you buy something, don't just look at the brand, look at the material, the price, and, like, is it worth it, and all that. So I think people are becoming more aware of it. So it's, I think slowly, hopefully, it will die off. This whole, fast fashion thing will, you know, fix itself? the problem kind of, like, fixing eventually, just probably take time.
It's the idea that, like, young people are always, like, leading the change.
Yeah.
So, you know, if, like, the public opinion is, you know, leaning towards this direction, then we can hopefully see this type of change leading on in a couple years' time.
Thank you guys so much for listening. Hope that was interesting. And I hope you have a hydro flask or wear Crocs. It's okay. I promise. It's okay. I'm projecting right now. It's okay. Please. But, yeah. Otherwise, I guess, like, take some care in what you're wearing, what you're buying into, and join us next week for Neurodivergence at Uni. See you guys then.
A very quick plug. Please do follow me on Nuts and Latte. I don't have a lot of followers.
We will. We'll get you famous.
Thank you.
That's a lot to 1K. To 1 million. 1 million.